Yes, yes, yes. On a Thursday, taking you up to 2 p.m., it's Styles and Watkins, the bad boys of, I guess, the brunch bad boys, the bad boys of the midday, 10 a.m., 2 p.m. every single day. Simone behind the glass for us today, so you know it won't just be a sports show. It will be half sports show, half club. Okay, so you got to pay 10 bucks.
A variety.
You got to pay 10 bucks to listen to the show, and you can't wear Jordans and or a hoodie or a hat.
So those solid are the color tees.
Or solid color tees, and they have to be form-fitting as we take you up to 2 p.m., Debo drama, Catfish. You remember that show, Catfish, is still being played. And the next guest on Catfish is Debo Samuel. We will talk about that. The NFL MVP conversation, the NBA MVP conversation. We'll talk about who's actually in the race, who should be in the race. We'll also have a conversation about who has the most flawed MVP setup. Is it the NFL? Is it the NBA? Is it Major League Baseball? Russell Wilson gets benched. What's his legacy? Okay, there's been so much about he had his own office. People didn't like him, but he's also won a Super Bowl. Could have won another. What is the legacy of Russell Wilson, and is he done? Also, the legacy of Kevin Durant. Of course, we'll have your beam talk, Kings, your upcoming games, and the Niners. Are we just prepared for them to completely roll the Commanders? It's in Washington. Don't know what that weather's going to look like. Should we be worried at all? And last but not least, the NFL has better ratings and better viewership than the NBA. The sky is also blue, and water is also wet.
Yes.
It's not about, we can have a couple conversations. We can have a conversation about why you think that is, but as Dave alluded to in the crosstalk, we also want to have a conversation about why people feel the need to keep reminding us.
Yeah.
We're trying to not make this uncomfortable, but I feel like it needs to be talked about because there's a reason. There's a reason. But before we get to all that, let's get to Chris Watkins. Yo. How are you on this Thursday? Are we too old to call it? Can we say Thirsty Thursday? I'm thirsty for some.
We're chilling.
I want some lemonade.
I think we're good.
Thirsty for some pink lemonade.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, Arnold Palmy. How about that?
Ooh, yeah. How about that?
How you doing, good sir?
Good. Yeah. When you talked about the Niners Commanders game, it just hit me, and the weather especially. That field is like cursed, isn't it? Isn't FedEx or whatever they're calling FedEx Field these days? Isn't that where like RG3 tore his knee up?
Nick Bosa went down too.
I think tons of people have torn their knee up specifically blaming that field surface. So I mean, we're gonna talk about it, but it kind of does highlight what might need to be important for the Niners for the rest of the season, and that's just being healthy.
And you brought up a version of a conspiracy. We actually have a conspiracy that we will get to with Lamar Jackson Niners.
Okay. No, it's no, so I want to talk about it. It's crazy.
Because I thought I had a tinfoil cap on.
No, that's next
Some of
level.
These people really, really get after it. The NFL MVP conversation, we were talking in the pre-show, and you feel like, hey, this thing is probably the most flawed. Not to put words in your mouth, but that's how I took it.
That's pretty much what I said. It's not confusing because I actually think it's really straightforward. It's got to be a quarterback. But the thing is, like, what do you want out of your MVP? I think is very it clearly has to be a quarterback, but that why not make a best quarterback award, which I do think they actually give out. I think they give out best quarterback, best running back, best receiver,
then
best
lineman.
They have
lineman. Offensive player of the year, too.
Yeah, and then there's offensive player of the year as well. And so that's my confusion is you have all of these subset of awards already in place to kind of, you know, give you that, you know, just to recognize those things already. Why not have the MVP be a true umbrella award where it's everybody who plays the game fits underneath this umbrella of MVP conversation. Instead, it's just, okay, who's a quarterback and who's playing really well and whose team is playing well seems to be the going criteria for winning the award. And it's not, I mean, the fact that Brock Purdy goes from first with favorable odds to now, I mean, he seems like he's dropping every hour.
He's about fourth or fifth right now.
I think he's fifth now with like plus 9,000 odds or something like that.
Hammer it.
And it's like, okay, well, if if the quarterback position, if the MVP of quarterbacks is that volatile, why not open up the conversation more to Christian McCaffrey's? I don't even hear people claiming or clamoring for, and maybe it's because he's gotten hurt the past couple weeks, but a Tyreek Hill MVP campaign. Like, why is there no other campaigns that are being as loud as what even, I mean, we're guilty of it here, the Brock Purdy talk. Like, when it's talking about Brock Purdy, it's only why Brock Purdy deserves to get it and not, you know, okay, here are some other qualifiers for some other people. It just seems to only be a quarterback-based conversation, and I don't think the NBA has that with no guard can. It's impossible for guards to win MVP. Never. Or, you know, centers have a much increased, I'm sure they do over time, but centers clearly have the advantage for MVP. And baseball, you know, we were talking in the pre-show, Shohei has kind of thrown it out of loop, but you don't really see mass debates over, you know, pitchers win MVP when it feels like they should. And it's not really ever a conversation of, oh, why do pitchers always get the short end of the stick or catchers or whatever. It feels like it's a lot more even of a conversation. And it just doesn't make sense why the NFL can't seem to adopt it, because it's so rooted in their quarterback is the most important position in sports.
Yeah, and I don't know. To me, they would never change it because that person could be their face of the league. Even if you call it, I don't know. I don't even know what you would call it, because you'd have to either call it the Joe Montana MVP award or the Tom Brady MVP award, something like that. You're going to tick off a fan base no matter what you do, or you find some version to call it that. But I think it is all a marketing ploy by the NFL, and that is why they're not going to – I don't see them budging on this. Mm-hmm. I don't see them budging on this, because – what's interesting is, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of times the, and I don't know if it's not allowed, but the MVP will be a quarterback, but then the offensive player of the year won't be.
Right.
So it's almost like we can't give, why wouldn't the MVP be both, right? Why wouldn't the offensive player of the year and the MVP? And I'm sure that's happened before, but
they do it in college football as well, where it's one guy will win the
it's like a consolation
Heisman trophy
prize,
and a different guy will win the whatever the most outstanding player is.
Right. It's like we're not gonna give you the MVP. So most guys, the
Justin
Christian McCaffrey
last year,
Justin Jefferson, you're just gonna win, and that's what Christian McCaffrey will win this season. He'll 100%. Win Offensive Player of the Year. Right now, I'm seeing different odds. I'm seeing Christian McCaffrey, depending on who you look at, in second. And then behind Christian McCaffrey, you got Josh Allen and you got Tua. And then Brock Purdy. He's fourth or fifth, depending. And then after that, at six, you have Tyreek Hill.
So the thing about McCaffrey being second, though, is would you agree that in order for McCaffrey to move to number one, it wouldn't be McCaffrey having a 3-touchdown game. It would be Lamar having a 3-interception game.
Both. It would be both.
It would have to be, or it would, have to be both.
Well, that's what's interesting.
Because it's not like McCaffrey can earn himself into that spot, because what else can this man have done this season to have gotten himself better positioned to win it?
Game?
He's winning it by default. He's almost in second right now by default, because so many guys have gotten hurt and they can't give it to Mahomes.
You're right.
They can't give it to Josh Allen this year. They can't give it to Joe
Burrow.
They
can give it to Josh Allen.
They could. I wouldn't
because,
be surprised if he starts to sneak
what's
in.
What's interesting to me is how they view your competition. So the Dolphins are miles better than the Commanders.
Right.
So let's say Lamar doesn't have a great game and they lose, or let's say it's a decent game and they lose to the Dolphins, right? Mm-hmm. Christian McCaffrey going up against Jacoby Brissett and the Commanders, let's say they smack him, right?
Yeah.
Now Christian McCaffrey is going to me, that's what's confusing about this, because does Christian McCaffrey deserve to go up for beating a bad team or going off? But I think he would. And I'll tell you this much. Do you remember last season when it was essentially Christian McCaffrey's coming out party? I believe it was against the Rams, where he ran for one, caught one, and he threw one too. I call that the Boobie Miles game.
Yeah.
So if he has another Boobie Miles game, I think he could pull it off.
Oh, for sure.
Now, if you look at, and we got to get to a break, if you look at the Bills and what they have left, so the Bills, to end the season, So the Bills, they have the Patriots, Then they have the Dolphins. So if they win both,
that'll be interesting.
If they smack the Patriots and you probably, If they smack the Patriots and just beat the Dolphins, yeah. and it's a very
it
much
it kind of depends on how much the Dolphins are playing people, though. I don't know.
Dolphins like, had a rough end to the season,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's brutal,
they
right?
They just
yeah,
had they the Cowboys.
Play the Ravens now and then the Bills in the final week.
So, I mean, the whole fraud thing, it's kind of like, whoa, what Big else do you want us to end. Do yeah. here? So they did have the Jets before that, but they had the Titans who they lost to. They were soft before that. They had, after the Chiefs, they went Raiders, Jets, Commanders, Titans, then Jets. So it was soft, but they are making up for it towards the end of the season. So I think it's still up for grabs. Unfortunately, I think due to who the Niners have in front of them, although the Rams have been hot, so Brock might not be done. Brock goes out and balls twice, and Lamar, let's say Lamar loses to the Dolphins. Let's say Josh Allen loses to somebody, right? I think Brock is still in the conversation, but then it would be, well, if Christian McCaffrey balls out in those games.
Right.
Would it just be Christian McCaffrey? So we will continue to talk about it. Got to get to a break. When we get back, no, this isn't MTV, but somebody on the Niners got catfished. We'll tell you who. We'll tell you what happened. We'll break it all down. Stiles and Watkins.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Sacktown Sports. Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. Having a conversation about the NFL MVP. Going to talk Kings, of course, NBA MVP. Let's first go to Sam, who's been hanging out throughout the break. 916-339-1140. If you want to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Sam? You are on Stiles and Watkins on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline.
Good morning, guys. Well, you know, each team has an MVP, whoever that might be. MVP, most valuable player for that team, or the most valuable player for a league, is hard to define. But I'm going to use an old Kings adage. like Jason Williams. He was the best passer I've ever seen in the NBA, and I've been a season ticket holder of the Kings since 1985. And he used to bring 3,000 to 5,000 extra people a day when he played just to watch him pass. So are you going to throw in an MVP like Ohtani also that brings an extra 10,000 people to a ballpark every time he pitches? So there's a lot more criteria, I think, that these people can throw in to define what a true MVP is for whatever league.
No, thanks for the call, Sam. I think that's a great point. And, you know, a little later in the conversation or in the show, we will have the conversation about literal value. Yeah. I saw a really interesting take on Brock Purdy that said, should the actual value
I've been talking about that for months now. It feels like years.
Should be included in the MVP conversation because we know Brock makes Brock to Lamar just got cashed out.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey's cashed out. That's why you could buy the whole offense.
Yeah.
Golf carts or whatever he bought them. Josh Allen, all these guys have been cashed out, and you're comparing Brock Purdy, who relatively speaking isn't making nearly as much money, right?
He's making dirt compared
to these guys. So should that be a part of the conversation? I mean, look at the value
that's the problem. That's the problem, is if you're saying valuable player and not best offensive weapon or whatever, like to me, the name of the award has value in it. Like, I think it has to be factored in. Like, I don't know how much you want to factor.
It's a slippery slope.
It is. It definitely is. Absolutely.
But it's just not a perfect science right now, nor will I believe it ever will be. So we will get back into the MVP conversation later on in the show. We want to now discuss the curious case of Deebo Samuel's catfish. So we'll break this down for those who aren't in the loop or didn't hear, but we played a sound yesterday from Kay Adams, Up and Adams. Deebo does, I think, a weekly hit with her. And Deebo had some things to say about Cam Newton because Deebo basically says, hey, you're hitting my phone when you are talking poorly about my quarterback. Cam Newton called him a game manager, Brock Purdy, even though we don't think that's a bad thing. Cam Newton literally said, I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think they're two different guys.
Yeah.
People in the draft or front offices are not looking for Brock Purdy's per se. Let's hear back from the sound from Deebo yesterday when he brings it up on Up and Adams.
First of all, Cam Newton stopped texting my phone, bro. He was a fan like 2 weeks ago. Like, that's mad crazy. Like, you wanted me on your podcast after talking about my quarterback, which is funny to me.
So that started it, okay? Cam Newton goes on either IG Live or some type of post and says,
it was long. Whatever
Deebo,
it was long.
I think everything he does is long-winded. I mean, I thought I was long-winded, and then I tried watching a Cam Newton video.
Oh, my gosh.
9 minutes long.
To say nothing.
And it was his second video about the game, and I'm like, Cam, I don't have time for this. This is longer than
he
my baby naps.
He also edited the video,
too.
It's like that was the condensed version.
So basically, Cam Newton comes out. He says, Deebo, I never hit your phone, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. I never asked you to come on my show.
Yeah.
Deebo posts screenshots,
okay,
about an hour,
I think Cam
couple hours
asked
later.
For receipts, too.
Yeah, where are the receipts?
Yeah.
Deebo posts a screenshot of a conversation, and if you have ever followed Cam Newton or have seen his writing, he does this weird hieroglyphic thing.
Weird doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, I had to unfollow him because it was making my eyes hurt. You know when you hold down the iPhone and you have different options for the letters?
Yeah.
Every letter that Cam types is one of those other letters. Like the A has two dots over it.
Yeah.
There's a caret over the E. Everything has a symbol. So Deebo posts a screenshots and it's Cam and it says he doesn't know who it is, but it's in Cam's writing. And he goes, yo, you trying to be on my pod? And Deebo goes, who is this? And he says, Cam, killer. And in all the writing, there's a back and forth. So Deebo screenshots this stuff and then proceeds to put it on social media saying, here you go, Cam. This is what I'm talking about. You were hitting my phone because the person he thought was Cam said, hey, can you want to be on my show? And then Deebo didn't respond. Long story short, now I sound like Cam Newton. Long story short, some kids post on their Snapchat that somebody lived in the same area as Debo growing up, or for some reason had Debo's number.
It says, my friend's pledge brother knows a guy from South Carolina who was older and had Debo's number from when he was there, and texted Debo pretending to be Cam Newton.
So they post a video of them on the phone with Debo, and they're giggling, and they're like trying to keep it serious. And Debo, I guess, thinks that this is Cam Newton or somebody representing Cam Newton.
Right.
So Debo, after fighting this all out, doesn't say a word. He deletes the tweets about the receipts.
Yep.
And it was just a rough look for Debo Samuel, because everybody is saying now, obviously, he should have known it wasn't Cam. I don't know about the phone call, but how are you supposed to know when someone's texting?
Yeah, ain't no one else using that.
It was nicely done. It was nicely, really nicely done by the kids. So Debo got, and that's essentially the end of the story, but it just makes me think, number one, the show Catfish on MTV, because we, you know, me and Chris and I believe, Simone, were you in on this too? Do you watch the challenge? Did we talk about this?
Yes.
Okay, so we still watch the challenge. So you will see commercials for 16 and Pregnant and all the
Teen
show,
Mom.
Teen Mom, and all those shows. Mm-hmm. And they're still airing new episodes of Catfish in 2023.
Yeah.
I don't understand
why? You mean you don't understand why people are still getting catfished?
My understanding is that if you're getting catfished in 2023, you just want somebody to tell you you're getting catfished.
Right.
You just don't want to believe. Right. Neve has the most cush job in America.
Yeah.
He walks in, takes a screenshot of the image, puts it into Google Images search. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I never thought to do that. Yeah, sorry, Sarah. Seven other dudes have Ben's picture. Show over.
No, this is 2023. I think it's really easy to get catfished still.
No, if we're not, Simone, if we're not going to video call me and we're sitting there going back
that's
and
my
forth,
thing.
Sure.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, the second I say FaceTime me and like you're in a dark room and, you know.
Or they have a lot of excuses, but I'm just saying people can be really susceptible to believing those excuses. So people are still
For how long?
Yeah.
Debo should have been like, FaceTime me, Cam. Before you go out and put up the receipts and Cam is saying, hey, man, Debo, why you say I sent you those texts? You know I didn't send it. Stop playing in this. Got his hat, his top hat with the
monocle
top cut off.
And his,
his looking hair like Monopoly popping out man. Of his hat.
Crazy.
Hey, man, smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
Debo, you know I didn't text you, man. So that was ridiculous. So, Simone, do you know people that have been catfished?
That sounds like a
Chris,
yes.
Do you?
No, not personally.
I'm trying to think.
No.
Me too. I'm searching all the faculties.
I mean, it's like.
You know what? Uh-oh. I feel like I never got resolution, but I feel like I was getting catfished.
You way got back catfished? In the,
just some guy, and like, he never would FaceTime me.
Didn't do the Google images.
I feel like it's one thing to get like baited a little, you know, because it's easy to get like the initial conversation, but like once you get deep enough, you should be able to suss it out. Like, I don't blame anyone for, an initial conversation, not being able to figure it out. But once you're, like, a week or so into this conversation, like...
And I broke it off. I was like, no, thank you.
Chris
Milad
is raising his hand. Chris, what do you got?
Oh, hold on.
I'm a very skeptical person to begin with, so I assume that nobody online is the person that they should be.
Right. Mm.
So I had a friend say, like, this is way back. I want to say, like, AOL...
This is on AOL chat room.
Wow. No.
And my friend is just like, hey, look at this girl I met. She's pretty good looking, right? And I like immediately says like, that's not her.
No, I will allow back in
Wait,
just
were you
AOL,
right?
I'll allow catfishing pre 20.
Give us a date.
12?
But this was a straight up model. That and it's supposed to be some girl, like a 20-year-old girl living in Citrus Heights.
Oh, yeah.
And like this isn't real.
Yeah.
And it was like a few weeks later, it's like I kind of forget about it, and I'm like, hey, did you ever like meet up with this person? And he's like, yeah, it wasn't her.
Wow. The Manti, we're seeing it on the text line from the 916. Yes, Manti Te'o. version
2.0. That's right. Oh,
and I remember watching the, me and Chris were talking about watching the documentary on Netflix, and Manti Te'o said, I had never heard of catfishing before. I'm trying to remember. Because that was 2012. That was 2012, 2013.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Right? So to me, when did Catfish start? When did that show start?
I remember watching, there was a movie originally, and it was kind of like a indie movie, and that came out in 2010 or 11.
You want to hear something crazy?
Okay.
Did MTV come up on Manti Te'o? Catfish, the first episode date was November 12th, 2012.
Okay.
Did Manti Te'o spark?
No. No, he didn't. I'm looking here.
No.
Catfish. So Catfish the movie came out in 2010.
Yep.
The story of Manti Te'o and the hoax did not come out until January 2013.
Okay. Wow. So it was getting hot in the streets.
Yes. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, wow. No, I mean, yeah, it was, I mean, it's symbolic, I think, of at that time. Kind of really when social media, you know, Facebook was really starting to pop at that point, and it was, you know, it was prime create fake accounts, and Instagram was also starting to get popping too, so you can kind of create a whole vibe that's just completely fake. I wonder if someone's ever gotten reverse catfish. That's probably not equally as bad.
What does that mean?
Where it's like, it's someone who's actually famous, but you're like, no. This is not them.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I got a story on the other side of the break. There was like a Ben Affleck, and like some chick was like, no, this isn't him. And then it was him. And he like sent her a video being like, hey, girl.
Is this your friend?
No, Ben Affleck. I'm saying he just proposed the reverse.
Oh, no. I thought your friend was talking to Ben Affleck.
No. She did post it on TikTok. That's how I saw it. But yeah, we'll get to it on the other side of the break.
All right. Got to get to a break. When we get back, more catfish talk. And who should be the NFL MVP? We'll talk odds. We'll talk should salary be impacted. And a little later in the show, we will get into some Kings talk, how they get back on the right track. Styles and Watkins.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sacktown Sports. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, as we continue to talk about getting catfished. We also have a quick story that just broke. I don't even know if this is considered a story that Chris was reading during the break. Mikal Bridges admits to eating Chipotle every day.
Every day.
For the last 10 years.
That's insane.
Now, have we had a conversation about Chipotle yet on this show?
No.
Because I have a very strong stance on Chipotle.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to be what you expect.
Okay.
My stance on Chipotle is that I put it in the same category as McDonald's, right?
Okay.
If I want a burger or a nice grilled burger, I won't go to McDonald's.
You better not. Yeah.
But sometimes I have a hankering for McDonald's.
Sure.
Sure.
So everybody says, Alan, you live in California. Why would you get Chipotle when you can get real deal Mexican food? Which I just went to my first taqueria in Natomas, by the
way.
Thank you for everybody that hopped on the Alan Asks and hooked it up. It was very good. Al Pastor was amazing. And I say, yeah, you're right. But sometimes I have a hankering for Chipotle. I know it's not real Mexican food. I'm not passing it off as real Mexican food.
Sure.
But sometimes I just got a taste for Chipotle. Sometimes I have a taste for real authentic Mexican food. It's that simple to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know why it's got to be. I don't really get into the whole, like, I mean, I'm Mexican, and I don't really think about like it not being official Mexican food all the time. Like, I just love burritos, and so if I'm feeling a burrito, like, but people to me, get really, that's the most.
The food snobs out there,
okay,
will say it. How if you have the ability to get real Mexican,
sure,
why would you get Chipotle? That's the argument.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, I would say because it's fast and it's everywhere. I mean, yeah, for sure. Sure. I just don't like that. I just feel like I just feel like Chipotle should not be shamed. Like, I think there's a lot of Chipotle shame that goes on.
There's a lot.
People are like, oh, you eat like, oh, that tears me up.
Well,
or,
because
you
know, let me just say, they used to have some problems, right?
No,
we're not going to look,
pass the lettuce
and you could get sick. Yeah. For 50-50. It was a dice roll for me going in there all the time.
It's such a, like, where, what other fast food place are you going to get that big of a meal for, I mean, $10 to $12?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could go to like an actual Mexican spot, but
well, you could, yeah. You could, but sometimes I just have a taste for that.
Yeah,
that's it. I had to. But Mikal, you're tripping. You can't eat that
10 years straight is wild.
That's insane.
I don't think there's any, like, I joke that I could probably, yeah, oh, I could eat pizza every day. I could have Taco Bell every day. I don't think I could legitimately eat anything every single
day.
What
would be your limit? Because I would say I would put tacos in that category.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Or Chinese food, but I don't know what my limit would be.
Yeah, I don't know, because it's also like, I mean, yeah, I could probably eat pizza for a week straight, but after that, like, after a week, I feel like anything would get boring after like a week plus of like Taco Bell.
I probably could get 2 weeks. I could do 2 weeks of Chinese food. After 2 weeks and I've gone up and down the menu.
There's a large menu.
I probably would need a break. I would say, yeah, burritos, tacos, I don't know if I could last as long because there's less options.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we don't know the frequency of what he's ordering or like, you know.
Right.
Or like.
Could be quesadillas.
Yeah,
no,
or just rice.
No,
do you think he's ordering his
chips.
Favorite thing
yes.
the same time over
we
and over?
We are creatures of habit.
Also, athletes do love Chipotle. Like, they just, they go into Chipotle. Like they say double rice, double chicken, double all that stuff.
And you're always going to have
just
it.
Pour the guac on top of
it's
it.
It's always going to be prepared just like the McDonald's thing. You come in and you know exactly what it's going to taste like. The chicken is going to taste like
portions,
this
though.
Each time.
Sometimes
that's
I'm like,
true.
Can you put a little more?
I know.
Can you put a little more?
Yeah.
You want double chicken? No, I just want actual human amount of chicken that I can eat.
Yeah.
You gotta butter them up. A lot of please and thank yous right out the gate, right before you get to any meat.
You know what? It's funny you say
I'm serious.
That.
I'm dead serious,
you know
y'all.
Now that we're here, and we're going to get back on track, I promise here. So there was a situation where, and please chime in if this has happened to you. And I promise we are done with the Chipotle talk after this. But there was a situation back in Alameda, okay, where there was a Chipotle across the street. And my go-to is I will do the burrito bowl, but I really, really like the vinaigrette, right?
Okay.
Sometimes the vinaigrette isn't available. Sometimes it's not made, whatever it is. So, you know, whether it's me or my wife, we go in and get it. There was just this woman who did not like that I was getting the vinaigrette with a bowl and not a salad. It got to the point for about, sometimes they would say it wasn't made. Then it got to a point where they said, oh, yeah.
Oh, like one of the employees.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just
random. She worked there.
A random lady behind you.
She worked there. And it got to a point where I would, you know, I say, hey, can we get the vinaigrette? She said, oh, that's actually extra now.
What?
And she said it was about 20, it was 50 cents extra. I said, okay, whatever. The next time I go in there, they said it was 60 cents, but it never got added to the top of the anything, right? So I, you know, tinfoil hat, conspiracy theory, Alan, I'm thinking, are they pocketing this vinaigrette money or what's going on here?
Sure.
All 60 cents of it every time these people come in, or do they just not like me? So I call up my sister who's in the East Bay. I say, hey.
This is big Yelp reviewer energy from you.
I say, hey, no. Yes. I say, hey, you know, when you go to Chipotle, you get the vinaigrette, right? She said, yeah. I said, do they charge you? She goes, no, they don't charge me. So I start freaking out. I'm thinking, is this a county thing?
About to call corporate or
shit. She said, no, this is how you know we're related. She goes, well, I will go back. The next time I get Chipotle, I will purposely get the vinaigrette. And I'll call you to see whether they charge me or not. I said, okay. She goes and she calls me. She goes, Alan, they're trying to get you. They're trying to get you. They didn't charge me anything. So I got problems with Chipotle. I don't know how we got here, but.
Call the ambulance.
It's the principal, Simone. It's the principal.
Oh,
I think that
God.
Woman just didn't like me.
That's crazy. She definitely
and
don't like
you. And it never happened again.
But that's like, oh, she's definitely not pocketing it. There's no way.
No.
I just feel like you might have asked a question that no one knew the answer to, and then it got like brought up the chain, and then someone ended up having to call corporate and was like, hey, this dude keeps asking for vinaigrette. And it's not a salad. Like, yeah, what are we supposed to do?
Well, you can charge them if you want.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, we want to. So, okay.
Last time I went, they didn't have vinaigrette for me, no lemons. I was like, this place is changing.
Well, you know, yeah, you go after six or whatever, you know. All right.
Didn't they used to have limes last question?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I don't remember. Their chips used to be better, though. That's for sure.
We got to get going here after I've talked for 7 minutes.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
They do need to be better.
They do need to be better.
Do you think they're stale or underdone?
That's a good question.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chime in. We're not talking about this anymore. We are continuing to talk about Debo, who, if you didn't hear, got catfished. He basically, long story short, thought that Cam Newton reached out to him to be on his show after talking, in Debo's estimation, poorly about his quarterback, calling him a game manager. Debo goes on Kay Adams, Up and Adams, and says, Cam, stop hitting my phone and talking bad about my quarterback, Cam. In his top hat and cigar says, Debo, I never hit your phone. Debo sends screenshots and posts them on Twitter. Turns out there were kids that somehow got Debo's number from a fraternity, somebody in South Carolina, and they were just messing with Debo, acting as Cam Newton. So that got us on the conversation of catfish. And Simone, you said you had another story, the Ben Affleck story, about a reverse catfish.
Yeah, I did not look it up in the break, but I will next break. She basically there was an app where you could meet famous people, and she went on there. She believed she was talking to Ben Affleck. He responded back to her being like, hey, it is me. And then she posted that video of him. Mm-hmm. You guys don't remember this?
I've seen it. Yeah, yeah. I've seen the clip of Ben just being, it's like literally just him being like, hey, how's it, like, this is me.
Exactly. Why didn't you take me for real? So I guess that's the closest thing we have to reverse catfish.
There you go. And I didn't even know him and Jennifer Lopez were done.
I think it was before.
Really? Oh, it's before.
I think it was before.
It's before.
Yeah.
I got to be in these streets, I guess. Got to get to a break. When we get back, we discuss the legacy of Russell Wilson and more NFL MVP talk. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. That was a very Carmichael Dave segment, last segment. I'm proud of us. I'm proud of us, you know, from, we have to learn from our mentors. And
I don't think we should try and learn from Dave, actually.
I think every now and then it's a nice palate cleanser.
Sure.
Okay, and Chris is saying no thank you as we move on here. Fun. Simone behind the glass doing her thing as usual. As we move on to the future and the present of Russell Wilson.
Mm.
So, as we understand it,
yeah.
Russell Wilson was, and we'll have the sound 40 in a second here. As we understand it, Russell Wilson was approached by Denver to defer his money, right, his guaranteed money, he then says no. This is what the contract says. And to be fair, we get mad at players, right? We get mad at players for not honoring their contracts. And here is the Broncos saying, well, we don't really want to honor yours.
Right.
There's a back and forth. They go on a winning streak. They go on to beat some really good teams. And essentially at the end, they say,
We're just going to cut you anyway.
Yeah. And now Russell Wilson has been benched for Jared Stidham, as we call him, Jared Stidham.
Yeah,
and we don't know about the future of Russell Wilson. I don't know if anybody wants Russell Wilson. Yeah. It's a very interesting legacy that he is being kind of left with. Let's hear. This is from Speak on FS1. Let's hear from, it is, I believe, Jordan Schultz, NFL insider, talking to Acho about the situation.
Jordan, it's the breaking news of the day. You've known Russell Wilson's camp for about a decade now. You told me something off camera that the listeners and the viewers have to hear. You said that the Broncos went to Russell Wilson in October and asked him to restructure his contract. What are the details there?
All right, so here's the timeline, Acho, and it's great to be back on. October 29th, they beat the Chiefs. 2 days later, on Halloween Day, the Broncos come to Russ and they tell him, look, you got $37 million in guarantees. We need you to defer that another year down the line. Russell Wilson says no. They say, if you don't acquiesce to our demands, not only are we going to bench you, but we're going to make you inactive. Forget this season. You're going to be inactive. What does he proceed to do? They beat Cleveland, one of the best defenses in the league. They beat the Bills and Vikings on primetime. They're starting to play really good football. And then obviously they lose to New England. But over the last near 2 months.
So basically they came to him. He said, get out of here with that.
Rocks.
Why they didn't make him inactive right then and there, that's what I'm not sure about.
Yeah.
Why did he just call their bluff and they said okay?
Yeah, I mean, if I had to guess, maybe it was it might have been a power play from Russ where he's what incentive do I have to do that? I mean, and plus, I mean, like Jordan said there, they were winning games, and that's kind of the entire reason why Russ was even paid to do that. And so maybe, you know, you argue that you do it now because if he continues to be successful, you might have to, like, it might be even tougher to make that decision in the offseason because there might not be a better option to go to. As bad as they might think the Russ situation is financially, they might find that, hey, being in this abyss of quarterback nothingness isn't better. And so, maybe if you just kind of start that process now, it softens the blow a little bit and makes Denver fans, I don't know, maybe just a little bit more accepting to what's next.
So what's crazy about it, as Jordan Schultz said, just to give you some context, is They came to Russell in the middle of the win streak.
Yeah.
So they had beaten.
He had just beaten the Chiefs.
Right. He had, they beat the Chiefs. They beat the Bills. They beat the Vikings.
They sure did.
After that, then they beat the Broncos. Then eventually they lose to the Texans. So the timing of that is a little bizarre. Why would you think after beating the Chiefs, Russ would say, okay.
Right.
You should have done it earlier. And I got a problem. I don't know if he bothers you. Look, I know Russell Wilson.
Oh, okay.
I think Russell. We have plenty to talk about Russell Wilson. We have. There's too much.
Let's
ride,
I don't
know if there's
dude.
Enough.
Let's
we're ride. Gonna ride. And Russ, we trust. I'll tell you that much right now. Sean Payton bugs me.
Oh,
I gotta
sure.
be honest.
Yeah.
Sean Payton bugs me, and I saw a lot of this yesterday, saying two things can be true. Russ has been coddled a little bit.
For sure.
You know, when he was with the Seahawks and having his own office, or even when he was in Denver prior to Sean Payton. And Sean Payton is still just gives jerk energy.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I think that's what I struggle with, because I've always felt that Russell Wilson kind of maybe got a bad rap. Then when things start to come out about Marshawn Lynch not really messing with him and Richard Sherman just wants nothing to do with the Seahawks organization at this point, conversation for a different day. But when Sean Payton came, what I honestly think, Chris, is that Sean Payton came in and under the table he said, we got to get Russ out of here within the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
There was no way he planned on riding with Russell Wilson. There was no way.
0% chance.
Yeah. No way.
No, I mean, he's a dude who, especially in that situation, he walked in and he was like, this needs to be the Sean Payton show. Mm-hmm. And Russell Wilson is way too big of a personality and not good enough of a quarterback,
right,
even with him playing well. I mean, even him coming into the year, there was no way he believed that Russell Wilson was going to be his guy, because Sean Payton wants the credit for all of that stuff. And, you know, it's, I don't know, like I just think that the situation the Broncos are in is just, It was a lose-lose. Like, I just don't think that there's any way that this season, from the beginning of the year when Sean Payton came in hot with the Nathaniel Hackett stuff, I just didn't think there was any way that this situation was going to end, except for how we're seeing it now. I actually kind of thought both of them were going to end up leaving town, but there was no way that this situation wasn't going to end with one of those guys being let go at the end of this year. And Sean Payton got there a little bit later than Russ did, so he kind of has, I guess, the ear of the front office right now.
Got to get to a break. When we get back, we are discussing the legacy of Russell Wilson. And would you want him to quarterback your team? Chris Watkins might.
Interesting.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Might.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.